And your name is?
Chloe Peebles.
Do you know Don Peebles and Katrina?
My father and my mother.
All right, so you're in the right place, and I'm talking to the right person.
Absolutely.
Now I hear, because they're raving about you, and how important this evening event is giving back.
Yeah.
And because one, you're an equestrian, you're a writer, right? Is that so?
Yeah.
And two, you're a good person. Well, we appreciate it. The world appreciates. When good is good, and good helps others, everyone in the world benefits. Do you think that's so?
Absolutely. I've been riding since I was 2 years old. So if anyone knows what horseback riding can do for you, I'm definitely one of them. It's really helped me navigate, you know, the years of adolescence and that instability, social and everything. And I can't imagine what it could do for someone that really, really could benefit from it, like someone with social or mental disabilities. And I'm just so happy that I get to be involved in an organization that allows me to share my love and passion for horses.
Let's talk about horses, because I interviewed the guy who did the Whispering, or the for there was a movie with Robert Redford. The horse feathers, horse. I can't remember, but it was about him.
Okay,
so let's talk about horses. What do you think about a horse? What's the last time you talked to a horse?
Last time I talked to a horse was yesterday in the ring. I was giving mine a pep talk.
And how did your, is your horse a male or a female?
He's a boy.
He's a boy. And what's your horse's name?
His name is The Franchise.
The Franchise?
The Franchise.
Okay, you're not franchising The Franchise, are you?
No, he's mine, I hope.
So yours and only yours. And when did you get the Franchise?
The Franchise is relatively new. I got him in the beginning of the summer, and I've been working with him a little bit. He's a little green, and that means like a little bit less of training to do, and he's just been amazing.
Horse Whisperers. Horse Whisperers is, I think, the name of the movie and the name of the gentleman. When you train a horse, I mean, I heard it's a lot of work.
Absolutely. You have to be really, really patient, and because they can't speak, you have to learn how to communicate with them and connect with them. And I think a really huge part of doing so is being involved with your horse more so than just in the ring, spending time with them on the ground, hand walks, treats, etc. That's really just really pivotal.
I'd be heavy on the treats.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So what kind of a treat do you give a horse?
Well, some people say I'm a soon-to-be health mom because I homemake my treats for my horse. Yeah, bananas, oats. I chop up some carrots, put them in there, bake that. Yes.
Well, this might be an exclusive. No, this is pretty exciting. Really, you bake it, you put some oil in it or something too, or how does it all stay together?
I try to keep the ingredients pretty minimal just because I want to make them healthy for them. Uh-huh. So I have oats, bananas, water, sometimes carrots. Ball them up, put them on a baking sheet, stick them in the oven, and then... There it is.
I want to be your horse. obviously, you're very thoughtful here. And an animal, to be close to an animal, to touch an animal, to be an animal. As far as I'm concerned, we are animals.
Yeah.
I believe we either come back, we were here before an animal, and I believe all those crickets are my cousins.
Yeah, absolutely. The connection is really like no other, any animal, horses especially, just because you're able to bond with them so closely, because you put such a huge amount of trust in your animal to take care of you and to be your partner, and it's just a bond that's so unbreakable and unlike any other.
You know, and this organization is helping those that might have gotten hurt, maybe? Writing. I actually had the honor to be a producer of the soap opera that Christopher Reeve was on, okay, and that's a very serious, unfortunate story, right? And I guess many, and I've done some other, you know, raising money for that family. This is another kind of that outreach where those that maybe can't afford it or don't know how to go about it, you guys are helping?
It's so important that we make riding a little bit more financially accessible and obtainable. So to provide an opportunity for those who could really, really benefit is so, so important. Just because it's such a special connection, and like horses have so, so much to offer. So the fact that this organization is reaching out to families and to individuals who could really use the help and the connection and the bond is amazing.
You know what I learned early on the polo, and the polo out here, when I interviewed one of the polo superstars, it was a poor man's sport, the way polo began. It began, you know, some people had horses and they started to hit and something. So it's very interesting how these sports evolved.
Absolutely. It really, really has evolved. Not sure if it's relevant, but in Europe, they're still a little bit in that age that people are importing the horses from there, just because in the U.S. the market is so, so large and the demographic is just like not as big, so the prices for the horses are a little bit excessive.
Uh-huh. Extremely, it seems, in certain situations, right?
Exactly, which is why it's so important that we support organizations like Give Back for Special Equestrians, so that they can provide all of these opportunities for people who could really use it and people who could benefit so greatly and may not be able to afford it.
So good. So the two last questions, and I thank you so much. You're wonderful. Someone said you were a model. Is that right?
I wish. Thank
you. All right.
You
sort of heard all that. I don't know. All right. I thought I'd ask. Okay, you could be. The two questions are this. We're very involved with world peace. The International Day of Peace is September 21st. 193 countries in the UN agreed to a day of peace. We have Times Square, Central Park, we do some nice things. The world does nice things on this peace day. So I've asked thousands of people, what does peace mean to them? If you could say your name, and what does peace mean to you?
My name is Chloe, and peace means to me harmony and coexisting with your surroundings, all the beings in your environment. Yeah, just overall harmony and stability and tranquility, but at the same time, joyous.
Whoa. Beautiful, beautiful. Last question. We also have a love channel, L-O-V-E. If you could say your name again, what is love for you?
My name is Chloe, and love to me is something that you share a mutual connection to and that you just you care deeply about.
She's fantastic. All right, thank you so much.
It was a pleasure. Thank you so much.